Okay, so we're back again. So the next thing I'd like to talk about is after having closed FreshKills, you had to reopen it for 9/11. So I guess to start with, can you tell me about what you were doing that day?
Okay. Well, let's see. September 11th is on a Tuesday. That was the first day back to work. I happened to be in talking to the first deputy commissioner at the time early in the morning when we heard a loud explosion, and we kind of from his office you could actually see the Trade Center. So we turned around, we kind of saw flames coming out of the building, and then somebody else came into us and told us that a plane just crashed into one of the Trade Centers, and we kind of didn't believe him. And we were kind of looking out the window, and we saw the other plane go into the other Trade Center. So at that time, Commissioner Farrell was the commissioner, and first deputy commissioner was Pete Montalbano. And we had a discussion immediately that, this was a kind of after, when the planes went in, that was okay. But then once it collapsed, we had a discussion like what was going to happen, because we knew we'd be charged with removing the debris, or at least helping or assisting. So at that time, as soon as it collapsed, and I forget what time that was, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, it was early, we worked towards opening the landfill right away. And I mean, we weren't violating any law in the landfill at that point, because the order that Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki signed in, that by December 31st of 2001, the landfill would be closed. So even though we closed it early, doesn't matter. We're still within legal rights to just do what we want until December 31st. So I explained that to the commissioner and all that, we could accept whatever. So we also, the marine transfer stations, a lot of the personnel was moved into Bureau of Cleaning and Collection. So one of the first things we did is I grabbed a lot of the people back. So I knew we'd have to open up a couple of marine transfer stations. So as it turned out, we opened up 59th Street Marine Transfer Station and Hamilton Avenue Marine Transfer Station. And ultimately, as the disposal went, we closed them down for various other reasons. But that was the initial start of the day. It was very hectic. And we accepted loads that night, and
Wow.
we moved equipment from the landfill down to Ground Zero. We tracked the trailer them down, equipment down there to help with the the recovery.
Did you, how did the communication work? Did you and your department get orders from anyone, or were you just thinking,
Yeah,
okay,
I
we'll have
mean,
to
the
do something?
commissioner met with the mayor's office, and he kept them informed. And then the first deputy and me, we would meet all day and go over different various things, what we're doing, and then we'd communicate it to the field. So we kind of, I mean, hey, it's easy to say, but I had the best managers in the department, so I had no problem. I'd call them up and things got done. So, but I worked with them for many years. We all kind of got promoted together. We all knew each other. We all knew what we needed to do. And we got it done. I mean, one of the things is, like FreshKills was at a point, because we closed it earlier, the top of the landfill was relatively flat, which provided a good area for screening all the material, which had to be done afterwards. The other thing is the operating engineers that were in the landfill as of March, we never let them go. So the specialized person to move all of the material, once we went to barges, we wanted to load barges, we changed the operation to barges mostly, no trucks. This way, trucks wouldn't be on the road and it would go by barges. But we had the personnel in place, the cranes and the equipment and all, to unload all of these barges that came. As it turned out, we needed an executive order after December 31st, 2001, to keep the landfill open. But the initial, we didn't need an executive order. I mean, I'm sure the mayor at the time made Governor Pataki aware of what we're doing, But there was really no other place in the city that you could bring this material. And, you know, there was a, you know, they were trying to find out anybody that was alive. That was the first order of business, you know, so before I went into total recovery, I think it's called. There's two names for it, a recovery and I forget the other name.
So, so it sounds like fortunately you had enough men at Fresh Kills already. Did you have enough men collecting, I guess, at Ground Zero, or did you have to?
Well, no. What happened is, I mean, you've got to understand, when this happened, our job is to remove refuse off the street. Mm-hmm. So that never missed a beat. Mm-hmm. We did that day in and day out. This was, for lack of a better description, it was an added job. It's not, you know, I still had to worry about where the regular garbage went. You know, that was the regular job. This was just an added job during that period for a year of removing that material. We sent trucks down, but at the same time, the coordination was that DDC let out four separate contracts to private carters, okay? And what happened is they split the Trade Center into four quadrants. And they assigned these private carters, you know, like, or private firms, I'll call them, one in each area, and it was to the tune of $250 million, the initial contract for each quadrant.
Wow.
So it was a $1 billion contract that Department of Design and Construction let out. And
How quickly after that day did it?
They started, you know, they had equipment in. I mean, these contracts got in place after a little while, but initially, everybody was down there trying to help, and, you know, people would do what they wanted to do, you know, just to kind of move it. But then we got organized. We were meeting down there three times a day, you know, the main individuals, the engineers, the, you know, the builders, the police, fire. We would meet there every day, you know, just to go over the plan for the day and what we're going to do. And, like, for instance, you know, We started taking steel out right away on tractor trailers, and they would drive to Fresh Kills, and, you know, I ended that after a month or two that we'd load it directly into barges at Pier 6, and once we get the FBI to clear the beams and the steel, you know, in other words, it was kind of crazy to double handle it. We'd put it right in a barge, and then we'd sell the barges, you know, we'd bid it out. Different metal places and that could accept barges, and that's how we got rid of the metal.
So rather than bringing all the metal to Fresh Kills and right. then selling it to...
Right. So as it turned out, we got a limited amount of metal out there, like steel beams, large beams out there that, you know, we sold ultimately. And then there was the metal facade of the building that we pulled out. I had the metal recycler, and he took it away from Fresh Kills. But all of the I-beams and all that came after a month or two. That went directly to vendor metal management and different other vendors that we bid it out, you know. But, I mean, it was all coordination. I mean, we had vehicles down there. DOT had vehicles down there. And then the private firms that got the contract. It was Tully, Turner. There was four AMAC. And there's one other group that won the contract. So it was Tully Construction, AMEC, Turner, and I can't think of the fourth one. It'll come to me.
Okay. So what was your day like in this time period?
Well, my day was extremely different from a lot of other people. My wife had died on August 25th. Mm. So that was my first day back to work. So in one way it was good for me. I kept my mind off of things. You know, it was a bad thing in history, but my day was different than other people at work. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, we worked 12 hours a day for many, many days. You know, matter of fact, after a period of time, we had a problem giving people off.